Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast.
Well, I don't really often watch a lot of movies, but I made up for lost time in this last week. And after Easter, I had a couple days where I got to go home and visit with Mom and Dad. And while we were there, they wanted to watch a few movies. And so one of the movies we watched was Boys in the Boat. And so anyway, it's a good movie. I don't know if you've all seen it. I'm not going to give it all away. But anyway, a nice movie to watch if you're kind of into family movies like that. And it's a lot of drama that goes with it, as well as action. But there was one section in the movie, and this movie was about a crew in Washington, at the University of Washington. And there were two boats. And so the first boat was the varsity boat, and then there were these new people that came in, and they were in the second boat. So it's kind of like the JVs. And the JVs actually had a whole lot more potential than the first boat. But the first boat, because they'd been doing it for a long time, that the coach was being pressured by the administrator to go with the first boat. Because if he went for the first boat, they would do well enough to probably win. And probably that would be all that the administrator would want. But the coach knew that the second boat had the potential that if he was willing to gamble a little bit because of their inexperience, they might be able to go really, really far and maybe even possibly win some championships. And so the administrator basically was saying that you have to go with the first boat or you may be fired for this. And so the coach had to make a decision. So at this point, it was time for ice cream or something. So we paused the movie. And so anyway, I asked my dad, I said, you know, that's one of those kind of questions that come up in life. You know, are you willing to take the gamble or the risk and go all the way, or do you play it safe and do what is good enough to be able to get by? And so, anyway, my dad just said, well, most people would probably play it safe, but coaches, well, they're a different animal. So the coaches are always going to go for the high risk and high reward, you know. So anyway, then we watched the rest of the movie, and I'm not going to give away the rest of this. But the reason why I think that's important is because what we see in the world are people that want to play it safe. It's like, well, I'm just going to do good enough so that I can get the grade that I want, or I can get the job I want, or I can get the life that I want, and I'll just kind of cruise to the best of my ability. But God doesn't play that way. God's kind of like the coach that's willing to risk everything for the greatest reward. And that was the whole point of Jesus coming to earth. He didn't play it safe. He just put it out there. What he wanted to say and what he wanted to do, he did. And he actually went to his death so that he could be able to give everything he had for the sake of his people. And so the disciples also are part of this equation because he saw their potential when probably no one else really did. And so in a similar way, the second boat of the JVs, the coach saw their potential, maybe in a way that the administrators didn't see. You know, but Jesus knew that it was possible that the disciples could actually do what he was going to commission them to do, that he trusted them and he entrusted them with his gospel. You know, so the way God works is maybe not what we see in the world, but maybe that's what we should see in the world, you know, people to see other people's potential and to also give their all for the sake of something great. All right, now the second movie I saw was Spaceman. And I don't know why we picked that movie, but it was a movie about this guy that was in a rocket ship and he had all kinds of personal problems, so he started talking to a spider. And it looked like a giant wolf spider. And the movie was going on and on about him talking with this wolf spider as if the spider was a counselor of some sort. I can't tell you what really happened because I fell asleep in it. And after the movie was over, when I woke up, then Dad also woke up, and Mom was asleep through the whole thing, so she didn't even count. So anyway, I can't give you much about that movie, but what I can say is the guy needed salvation, and if you need salvation, don't go to an imaginary wolf spider. That's my advice at this point. All right, so that's all I got to say about the second movie. So the third movie I saw was Cabrini. Oh, yeah. And so with Cabrini, we have this Italian sister, mother, that she had these other sisters with her. They come to New York, and after they got to New York, that they had nothing was planned, nothing was set up, that they basically just kind of dumped her there and said, okay, do your best. It kind of reminds me of the life of a pastor sometimes, you know, but I never had it that bad. But as she's struggling this, first of all, there were a few things that stood out, is she didn't do it alone. She had her sisters with her, and this was part of the plan, you know, that she couldn't just trust in herself. She needed help from people, and she was constantly going out and getting the help she needed so that she could accomplish what God was calling her to do. And so I think there was a great lesson in that, that sometimes we think we're supposed to be lone rangers. I'm going to go out in the world, I'm going to do all this stuff, but there's great wisdom in the idea of being together with the people that help us to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. That's the wisdom of the church. The church is not something that we invented, it's something that Jesus himself set up. He set up the church through the disciples, he saw them, he entrusted them, and he also told them that God would be with them and the Holy Spirit would be with them and the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. And the first time when Jesus appeared to the disciples, Thomas was gone. We don't know why he was gone. He probably had a good reason for whatever it was. But when he came back and he was disappointed because the disciples said that they saw the Lord and he was just being unbelieving about that, he was probably being a little hurt about it too. But to his credit, the next Sunday, because you notice it was the first day of the week, so the next Sunday he returns and he's with the disciples. And so that does, I think, give us a good indication that we aren't really called to do this alone, that our faith is something that is supposed to be nourished and sustained and strengthened through the gift of the church that God gives us so that we don't feel like we're alone in the world, you know, talking to a big wolf spider. You know, we have something greater with our God. And the next thing that I noticed about Mother Cabrini is that she was determined. You know, she had nothing to lose. She, in her mind, she thought she didn't have that long to live, so she might as well do as much as she could. And she just put her heart and soul into what God called her to do. And she remained determined, even when it seemed that with all the obstacles, she had every opportunity to just give up and say, well, I tried, you know, but she persevered in that. And I think that's another great lesson for us as well. So maybe in this week when we're looking at the effects of the resurrection and Jesus appearing to the disciples and then coming the next week and appearing again to Thomas and the disciples, that we do have a good series of lessons to learn from this. And the first one, as simple as it might be, to just realize the extent that Jesus went through so that he could offer us that gift of salvation. You know, that he didn't take the safe and easy route. He went and gave it his all, and he also entrusted his gospel, his self, his mission, his life to us, the church. And that is a great blessing. We don't want to lose sight of that. And then secondly, we all need salvation one way or another. We don't want to entrust that in things that are dead ends, like giant wolf spiders in space. You know, that we actually do have a God who can and does save us. And so it's good for us to offer ourselves back to him. And then also, through the grace that God gives us and through the strength of the church, to not lose that determination to really live out our faith in the way that God calls us. You know, that's a day-by-day process. But with the Lord's help and with faith and perseverance, all things are possible with God. Of course, we see that in the resurrection. We see it in the lives of the apostles. And hopefully, we have all seen that in one way or another, even in our own lives of faith. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.